Next up, we have Sunbucket with Nickels to Roll.
Today I wake up at 7, I got a conference at 8. I gotta chug down my coffee because I can never be late. I gotta pick up my car because it's been in the shop. Because it's just like me, it can never stop. I gotta drive to the pool, I gotta drive to the dock. I gotta drive to the pool, I'm always raising the clock. My children eat all my food, I gotta hit up the store.
This one is a really artful take on a minimalist, danceable indie rock sound. It kind of manages to capture both frantic urgency but also a sense of total ennui. Recreationally, it's not the most pleasant listen, but it does vibe and do what it set out to do incredibly well. I have in my notes, it accomplishes exactly what it means to. I would love some more dynamics in the instrumental interludes. You have these phrases with a lot of potential for shaping, and they just kind of keep hammering at you in a way that a shaped line would be more pleasant to listen to and still achieve the same effect successfully. That's my main note on it, really, is just that some more shaping would be really nice, but otherwise our friend Flood has done a really nice job here.
Yeah, I think this is another Saplan Pour Moi, which is sort of a old punk-ish tune, sort of maybe new age punk tune, which the French sort of a one from way back in the day. And I think Flood has done a song like this in the past. And also, it's sort of like, I think Ujin and Rev did one that was more Thai, though. Does this ring any bells?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
But it's all... sorry, this rubbing up. Back in my day...
I'm new here. I've only been here for 7 spin tunes.
It's a sort of a distinct style of song, and I like it a lot. And it's hard not to get into this song because it's so infectious. You know, it's made for pogoing. It's got a lot going on despite almost being a one chord song. You know, it adds a couple other chords during the choruses before going back to that one relentless bass note or chord. But I think it's really effective. And they, again, just infectious, cool, and therefore very enjoyable to me.
Yeah, I think the style that you folks are trying to hit at is the style of krautrock, or the motoric beat, which is that steady pulse of eighth notes that comes in with the synth at the start of the song and persists in various forms, I think, for the entire song. They're just hammering on those eighth notes the whole time.
My main influence note is it sounds kind of like LCD Sound System met up with Beck. And LCD Sound System has a lot of really heavy beat-based songs that this reminds me of.
Yeah. And that,
so
that...
not quite krautrock, but... same ethos.
Yeah, yeah. And those, I mean, that driving rhythm, like, really moves the song forward, but it also really fits with the whole, like, frantic, you know, I got to get all these things done. I have no time. I got to do this, then I got to do this, and I got to do that. And there's also these sort of subtle little electronic squeaks and squawks that you hear at various places. And that reminds me a lot of this band, Noi, which is like one of the pioneers of krautrock. And they had some of these similar sort of squeaks and squawks. And you can hear that on a lot of records by bands that were influenced by krautrock, like Stereolab and some others. If I had to suggest something to improve on this song, I feel like by the time we get to the final verse, things are starting to drag a bit. And I think it's because the rhythm of the words are not maybe as crisp as I'd like. And sometimes I think it's because the one note melody on the sung lyrics is just starting to wear on me a little bit. And maybe just some takes to really nail the rhythm would have been all that would be needed to kind of fix that problem, or some kind of variation. There's just something to sort of alleviate it at the end, I think, would have been good. But I like you guys, I like this song a lot too.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I was trying to look up that Thai song.
It's a Thai phrase. It's like Rock Ma Ti Soom or something like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, but anyhow, yeah. But so you do remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we can cut it in later.
Rock Ma Ti Soom, baby, Rock Ma Ti Soom, baby, Rock Ma Ti Soom, baby, Rock Ma Ti Soom, Rock Ma Ti Soom, baby, Rock Ma Ti Soom. All right, so let's see. Oh, yeah, we're on a podcast. Back to the podcast. Let's see.